So, the modern psychology is that divided the function of the mind, thinking, feeling, willing, and then other subdivisions, that is known as the science of psychology. But intelligence, above mind, there is intelligence. I don't think in the modern science there is any analytical study of the intelligence function. But in the Vedic literature, there is analysis of the intelligence. They are described as samsara, doubtfulness. The samsara, samsara atma vinashati, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a statement. Those who are doubtful about the existence of God, vinashtu, they are finished. Their progress is finished. Sanshaya atma vinashtu. That nishya atma, that is very good. To believe, to have faith, nishchaya, by full akarsa. This guy Krishna says, sarva dharman purittajya mamekam saranam. So if by your intelligence you become doubtful whether Krishna is able to give me protection, then you are finished. Sanshaya atma vinashyati. But if you have faith in Krishna's words, nishchaya, when Krishna says that if I surrender unto Him, He will give me protection, there is no doubt about it. That is called faith. Nishchaya atmika. Bhavasa atmika buddhi. Buddhi, intelligence. Bhavasatmika, nishyatmika. That is very good. Bhavasatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana bahusatanantasya buddhi abhyavasayana. Abhyavasayana. Those who have no faith, doubtful, they have got different branches of activities, but one who has got faith, nishyatmika, yes, yet Krishna says that He will give me protection. Let me surrender. Then his life becomes successful. This is the beginning of successful life. Adho sraddha. This sraddha or this nishyatmika buddhi or bhavasatmika buddhi is the beginning of spiritual life. If one has no faith in the words of the authorities, then he has no hope. Samsaya atma vinashyati. Vinashyati means he does not get any chance to enter into spiritual life. We are in the material world. We are vinashastu. We are in an atmosphere of being finished. That everyone will know. This body, I am concerned with this body, and the body is to be finished. But the soul is not finished. Therefore, our bhakti marga, how one can make progress in bhakti marga? If you have got faith in the words of Krishna, that Krishna says, sarva dharman purittajya mamekam saranam, if you apply your intelligence, nishyatmika, then our spiritual life begins. Sadhu sadhyatatu sadhu sangha, these are the different methods to make advance in spiritual life, especially in bhakti yoga, devotional life. Sadhu sadhya, Krishna says, these are on the intellectual platform. Sometimes intellectual platform is taken as sentimental. But if it is rightly taken, somebody believes, even Krishna's statement, they are not sentimental. then vijnana sahitam. Jnanam vijnana sahitam. Jagyatta mokshasi asubha. Jnanam vijnana sahitam. Pradokshan. Te anasuyave. Jagyatta mokshasi asubha. This is the statement in Bhagavad Gita. Jnanam priham sabijnanam pravakshami asusha. Pravakshami asusha. Jadvyatya mokshasi asubha. Rasubha inauspicious. We do not understand. We are taking inauspicious thing as auspicious. This is called maya. We have said something, maya illusion, or vivarta. We have said something personal. The example is given, there is a rope, and due to my ignorance or insufficient knowledge, I take it as a snake. This is my insufficient knowledge. The snake is fat and the rope is fat. But when we take the rope as fat, that is ignorance. Or the snake as rope, that is ignorance. The Maharaji philosopher says that we are accepting snake as a snake. But there is no snake. But we, Vaishnava philosopher, we say, no, there is snake and there is rope. But when we accept the rope as snake, that is maya. Similarly, there is spiritual world and there is material world. But when we accept the material world as everything, that is maya. That is illusion. There is spiritual world. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that parastasmat bhava anna, there is another bhava nature. What is the nature? Sarveshu nasasu na vinasati. When the material world, this cosmic manifestation, the phenomenal world, will be finished, that will stay. That will not be finished. There are many examples. Just like mirage in the desert. Sometimes you see this vast mass of water in the desert. The animal runs after the water, being thirsty, but there is no water. Therefore, the animal dies. But human beings should not be like the animal. They should raise their standard, their God, special consciousness. They can raise their standard of understanding by these literatures, Vedic literatures, given by God. Vyasadeva is incarnation of Krishna. So, he has given us the Vedic literature. Therefore, his name is Vedavyas. Incarnation of God, Vedavyas. Mahamunikrite. Himba Parai. There is no need of speculating. Just follow Vyasadeva in the disciplic succession. Vyasadeva's disciple is Narad Muni. Narad Muni's disciple is Vyasadeva. So, in this parampara system, if we receive knowledge, then that is perfect knowledge. So, we have to accept it. Nishya Gita. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says that spiritual life can be advanced the first principle is Utsaha. Utsaha means enthusiasm. Yes, Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja, I'll accept it and work enthusiastically on the principle, as Krishna says. Krishna says, Manvana Bhava Madhyapta Madhyaji Mamekamaskuru. And we have to do it, execute it, enthusiastically. Yes. I shall always think of Krishna. Manvana. Krishna says directly, Manvana Bhava Madhyapta. He just become my devotee. So we have to be enthusiastic. Yes, I shall become Krishna's devotee. Manmana Bhavamadhak Madhyaji. Krishna says, worship me. So you should be very much enthusiastic to worship Krishna. Offer Mangalarati, rise early in the morning. These are all enthusiasm. Usha. Those who are not enthusiastic, lazy, lethargic, they cannot advance in spiritual life. Simply sleeping, they cannot make. One must be very, very enthusiastic, positive. Usaha bhajya. Bhajya means patience. Not that because I have begun devotional service with great enthusiasm. So, you are already on the professional platform. But if you become impatient, then why am I not becoming perfect? Sometimes why Maya is hitting me? Yes, that is habitual, that will go on. It will stop. Nishya. Vajjat, Nishya. That when Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. Now I have given up everything. I have no other occupational duties. Simply to serve Krishna. So, when I have taken to it, then Nishaya, Krishna will surely give me protection. That is called Nishaya. Don't be disappointed. Krishna is not a false teacher. He says, Aham tva sarva papi dhamma kusha. So, we should have firm faith, nishya, usaha, bhajya, nishya. But nishya, at the same time, you should not sit idle. You should work according to the direction of the spiritual master. Tattat karma pravartana. Now Krishna has given me assurance. Now let me sleep. Everything will come automatically. No. Tattat karma pravartana. The spiritual master says, you must do this. You must do that. That is called tattat karma pravartana. Not that now I am initiated and that is going on in so many places. The Guru says, you think of me, everything is alright. I do not wish to name, but a very big ashram. They simply sit idly and the Guru has advised the thinker. This is not Vaishnava principle. Vaishnava principle is you must act according to the order of spiritual master. That is also an order. But the Vaishnava spiritual master orders according to the Shastra. Sadhu Shastra, Guru Vakta. Guru Mukha Padma Vakta Chittete Koriya Uitva. Arna Koriya Maneya. This is the instruction of our acharya. This is called Lavashadmika Buddhi. Vyavasadmita buddhi, nishtyatmita buddhi, means with good faith that I must execute it. That is my life and soul. If we take that, then our life is successful. Tapsadhritena samastha sastri. Guru is accepted, identical with Krishna. Hritena. It is accepted in all the sastras, Vedic literature. Tatha bhavata eva sadhi. As those who are devotees, pure devotees, they accept like that. So, why they accept? Kintu prabhoja priya eva tas. Guru is very dear to Krishna. Because under the direction of Krishna, by the parampara system, his training, you do like this. This is parampara system. Do not deviate. Because he is training people according to the desire of Krishna. Krishna is desiring that everyone should surrender unto him. That is his desire. So, Guru's business is to train people how to surrender to Krishna, not to become Krishna. That is foolishness. You cannot become Krishna. Your respect is as Krishna, because you are doing the most confidential service of Krishna. But if you think that you have become Krishna, then he is not Guru. Hintu prabhuja priya eva tas. Sapsadharitena samastra sastri yuktastatha bhavata eva saddhi. Hintu prabhuja priya eva tas. This sapsadharitena, equal to Krishna, was priya eva tas. Because he is very, very dear to Krishna. Now, how he has become dear to Krishna? Because he is preaching the same principle as Krishna wanted. Jayvam paramam guyam madhvakti so vidhasati. Nasattas mat manushesi kashit me priyakittam. Krishna says, anyone who is preaching this confidential cult, madhvakteshu avidhāsvati. Bhakteshu means amongst the devotee. Who will understand? Krishna and his surrender to Krishna unless he is bhakta. Therefore, Guru's business is first of all to make him bhakta. Then he will be able to understand what is Krishna and surrender to. He has got very double business. Krishna says, mad bhakteshu avidhasati. This cult who preaches, anyone who preaches this cult of bhakti yoga amongst my devotees, he is selecting devotees. He never says, the gyanis yogis. The gyanis yogis will not able to understand what is Krishna. From the very beginning, they think they have become Krishna. Vimukta manena. They think like that. Actually, it is not. Krishna is not so cheap thing that one can become Krishna. One can become Krishna's most confidential servant. That is possible. But one cannot become Krishna. That is another illusion, maya. Therefore, Krishna says, that sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. This cult will understand unless he is devotee. Jnani yogi cannot understand. It is not possible. Because they are not bhakta. They cannot understand Krishna. Bhaktama avijana. Krishna never says, by jnana, by yoga, by karma, one can understand me. No, that is not possible. Therefore, jnani, yogi, karmi, They cannot understand, therefore they are misled. Maya mahita. Nari janati kva mameva paramabhya. Trihi gunamai bhav. Nari jana. They cannot understand. Mameva paramabhya. So Krishna says, therefore, preach this cult amongst the devotees. He never says that preach this cult amongst the kurmis, among the jnanis, among the yogis. Because they are very unfortunate. They cannot understand Krishna. Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoy sarvanash. One who comes in touch with the Mayavadi. Mayavadi means one who thinks Krishna is also in Maya. That is called Mayavadi. Krishna's body is also Maya. They are called Mayavadi. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warns that Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoy sarvanash. Anyone who listens to the commentary of the Mayavadi philosopher, then his fate is doomed. He's finished. He'll never be able to understand bhakti philosophy. It is so poisonous. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami has warned not to hear from Avishnava about Krishna. There is a very famous Bhagavata Gita in Bombay. He is a Pakta Avishnava. But he is going on. He is infusing poison. Means those who are hearing him, they will never be able to understand what is Krishna. They will never hear. It is so poisonous. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami says, avaiṣṇava mukhat gīna pūta hari kathāmṛtam na sabanam na kattabvam. Avaiṣṇava, who is not Vaiṣṇava, who is not devotee, if he speaks about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, nonsense. He speaks nonsense. So, it is not good. Avaiṣṇava mukhat gīna pūta hari kathāmṛtam sravanam na kartavya. You should never hear. On principle, you should avoid hearing from such lascars. This is Indian Sanatana Goswami. Why he is speaking Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam? Why one should not hear? Bhagavad Gita is very nice. That's all right. He gives the example. Sarpa chusta payojatha. Milk. Everyone knows milk is very good food. But if it is touched by the leaf of a serpent, then it is finished. Then it is finished. It's done. If you take such milk, then your destiny is to death. That is very important point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu secretary, Sarup Damodar Goswami, he advised many persons used to come to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was first of all examined by his secretary whether he actually fit for talking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, he'll simply waste his time. So one Brahmin from East Bengal came with some literature. Many people used to write something. So when it was examined by Sarup Damodar Goswami, he said no. Then he explained how the literature was defective. He pointed out, these are described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, then he saw the person was submissive. He did not protest. Then Sarup Damodar Goswami advised him that you Bhagavat Parogya Bhagavata Sani. He wrote a Bhagavat, personal Bhagavat, and read or hear Bhagavat from him. Otherwise, he will be misled, doubtful. So, saṃsāyātmā vinaśyati, it is our business to be very, very careful from understanding spiritual life or devotional life from non-devotee class on man. Non-devotee means one who does not accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is non-devotee. Krishna Bhakta are. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by one devotee, what is the primary function of a devotee? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in two lines, Asat Sangha Tyagi Vaishnavata. Asat. Asat means those are non-devotees. They are asat. They are asat. Why asat? Because they will remain in this material world. Therefore they are asat. And those who will go to the spirit, those who will be promoted to the spiritual world, back to home, back to Godhead, they are asat. Om tasat. Because they are being promoted to the eternal kingdom. That is sat. This is the distinction between asat and sat. Those who will perpetually remain within this material world, they are called asat. The punis, jnanis and yogis, yogis, they just like what is that big yogi? The rishi, great rishi? No, not Vishwamitra. He was very angry. Durvasa. Yes. Durvasa Muni, he was a very, very big yogi. He was such a big yogi that he could go anywhere, even in the spiritual world. The yogis can go, travel. There is a planet which is called Siddhaloka. These are called Siddhis, Yoga Siddhi, Animalogi, Mahaprapti. Nowadays there are so many yogis, but they are not Siddhas. They cannot display all these Yoga Siddhis. Simply by some exercise, gymnastics, they become yogi. That gymnastic is required in the beginning for controlling the mind. But the yoga siddhi is different. That requires perfect yoga practice. Animal, dhima, prati, siddhi, sita, vasita. So there is a planet which is called Siddhaloka. In that Siddhaloka, the inhabitants are, by nature, siddhas. They can fly in the sky from one planet to another planet. They can go. There is siddhi. There is lagima siddhi. To become lighter than the air. So they can fly in the air without any burden. These are siddhaloka. So, even the Siddhaloka, the inhabitants who are by nature born perfect in Yoga Siddhi, they also could not enter into Vaikuntha Loka. And for me, they go up to the heavenly planet. And Jnanis, they may go up to Brahma, effulgence, Parampadam. Arujya Pichina Parama Padam. Arujya Pichina, they elevate themselves very high. So much so that they enter the spiritual world. Parampadam. Parampadam is the spiritual world. Really, Parampadam means the lotus feet of Krishna. But Parampadam, because this Brahma effulgence is also bodily rays of Krishna, the Brahma effulgence is also called sometimes Parampadam. But those who are aspiring to merge into that Parampada, Brahma, they are actually not Vimukta, Vimukta Mani. They are thinking, now we have become liberated. Manina. Manina means the position is different, but is thinking that I have become perfect. So why? If they have gone to the spiritual world and still in the Brahma effulgence, and still they are manina, not certain, yes. Why? Because they cannot stay there. This is very logical argument and statement from the Vedic literature. Āruccha-kicchena parama-padama tata patanti adha. They fall down. Because they do not get ananda. Spiritual effulgence is simply eternity. So, suppose if you live eternally without any ananda, how long you like to live like that? Is it possible? That you cannot do. Suppose somebody lives eternally in this car without any death. Rather, he will try to commit suicide. It is not possible. It is not possible. It's like we have got experience. If you remain for very long time, I have got experience. In the sea, or in the air, you feel very uncomfortable. You want to land down. Land down. Another air station, another port. And feel very uncomfortable. The airplane, when they come down, and they take rest on the ground, it is not our nature. Because it is impersonal. In the air, there is no variety, simply air. Similarly, in the sea, there is no variety, simply water. So it becomes suffocating. Similarly, those who are aspiring to go to the Brahma effulgence is spiritual world, certainly, but there is no variety. There is no Krishna's enjoying with the towers, boys, or Srimati Radha. You cannot find that. You simply remain in the Brahma effulgence. But because we are part and parcel of Krishna, as Krishna wants enjoyment, Anandamaya Bhyasat, Anandamaya. So we part and parcel of Krishna, we also want Ananda. So to remain in the Brahma effulgence is not Ananda, it is eternity only. It is not Ananda. Therefore, on account of absence of ananda, they come down again to enjoy this material ananda. We have got many experienced persons, they mayavadi sannyasi, they take sannyas, brahma satya jagat mithya, but after sometimes they come to take part in politics. Why? Is jagat mithya? Why you are taking to politics? Because they could not get ananda. Nirvishesh, nirakar, simply philosophizing, but there was no ananda. Therefore, let me go to the jail by political activity. Jail is ananda. Yes, they do practically. Yes. So they will take ananda in the jail, not with Krishna. Therefore, Shastra says, Arujyatichena param padam tata patanti adha anadrita jismat angraya. These class of men, although after serious penance and austerities, Arujyatichena, very severe penance and austerities performing the Mayavadi sannyasi, those who are really following the principles, their life is very strict, stricter than the Vaishnavas. So, in spite of such strict observance of rules and regulations, and rising up to the Brahma effulgence, because they do not get ananda, ananda is there with Krishna. Krishna loka. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita hi stavi javiva nija rupa tayakala hi. Krishna is enjoying in the Goloka Vrindavan, expanding himself in so many gopis, so many cowherds, so many trees, plants, water, land, everything. Krishna is expanding. Here also it is Krishna's expansion. This material world, bhumi rapanala vayu, that is binna prakriti asala, that is separatedness. Aparayam, this is inferior. Itasya vidhime prakritim para, that information is there. There is another prakriti, para prakriti. What is that para prakriti? What is the sample? Jiva bhuta, living entities. That prakriti is living, and this prakriti is dead. That is the difference. Anyone can understand. They are also the trees, they are living trees. Here also living tree, but covered by the material body. His life is not manifested. Just like, why he cannot go to other planets? Because I am covered by this material elements. But when I am not covered by the material, and sarvapadi jinin muktam, tat paratena nirmala, then I can go everywhere. Automatically. Just like Narad Muni goes everywhere. He has no impediment. So everyone can possess that status of life. This is nishcha. If we understand Krishna philosophy, Krishna consciousness rightly, then there will be no doubt by intelligence. Without intelligence, nobody can understand Krishna philosophy. Dull-headed, poor fall of knowledge, they cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, Bahunam Janmunavanti, Jnanavan. Actually, those who are thinking, they are Jnanis. They are not Jnanis. They are still in Maya, darkness. Because they think that they have finished their business. Now they have become liberated. They have become Narayan. Instead of separate Narayan, each every one of them is Narayan. They are just amongst themselves Narayan. That is their foolishness. At least you must show the four hands of Narayan. Where is your four hands? You are begging and you are Narayan. What kind of Narayan is this? Nidharidra Narayan. They are manifest. Yes, I am Narayan, but Dharidra Narayan. But we do not know Dharidra Narayan. Narayan is Lakshmi Narayan. He is the husband of Lakshmi. So they manufacture all these concocted ideas. And therefore it is called Manino. They are thinking that become liberated. Vimukta Mani. They are ordinary living beings. But they can be fooled, some foolish persons, but they are not liberated. They are under the spell of Maya. Maya is dictating, just like in the material. Maya is dictating. Now you are Prime Minister. Now you are President. Now you are very rich man. So, then he can surrender. Yes. Matta. Actually, he is now Matta Paradana, that is bad. Even Shankaracharya said, Narayana para abhaktya. Narayana is not a living being of this world, but his followers, they think I am Narayana. Yes. They do not know even the original pleasure. It is clearly written by Shankaracharya. Narayana para abhaktya. So, and in the Shastra it is said, Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devatai Ekatvena Ar Samatvena Vikheta Sa Pashandi Bhavad Divam. Pashandi, unbeliever, atheist, infidel, faithless, they are called Pashandi. So, anyone who thinks Narayan on the same level with such exalted demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, Brahma Rudradi Daivati, Samatena Vikheta, if he puts Narayan on the same level, Cha Pasandi Bhavadhuvam, is Pasand. So this Pasand is a flourishing in this study, on account of this doubt, what is that? Samsaya. This samsaya. So, the first business of spiritual life is to become free from samsaya. Because samsaya atma vinashati. We should accept the statement of the shastra. We should accept the statement of authorities and make our life following evaṁ parampara prāptam. That is actually parampara system, as Krishna says, as Krishna's devotee says, his authorized agent says, then our life will be successful, otherwise, saṁśa-ātmā-vinaśa. Thank you very much.